We've all heard a story about Jesus returning to Nazareth and how the locals wanted to stone him to death. But have you ever wondered how Padre Pio was welcomed when he returned to his hometown after his priestly ordination? Stay tuned to find out. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, The Definitive History by Bernard Ruffin. Within these pages, we discover remarkable anecdotes about Padre Pio in his hometown of Pietrelcina after his ordination in 1910. Due to his poor health, Padre Pio couldn't return to the convent after his ordination. Instead, he was sent home and assisted Archpriest Salvatore Pennulo with baptisms, weddings, funerals, masses, and the preparation of children for their first communion. During his stay in Pietrelcina, he touched many hearts. However, he wasn't greatly appreciated from the start. Listen to this. When Padre Pio returned to his hometown and began assisting Archpriest Pennulo, the people of Pietrelcina sensed that there was something different about him. In fact, some locals even questioned his sanity. You see, Padre Pio practiced severe self-discipline, at times striking himself with a metal chain until he bled. He also rejected the comfort of his bed, considering it too luxurious. Instead, he insisted on sleeping on the ground with a rock as his pillow. Some curious locals would occasionally spy on the mad monk, as they called him, when he retreated to a small hut near the village. However, little by little, the people of Pietrelcina came to respect Padre Pio. As a priest, Padre Pio was friendly, cheerful, and witty. But at his core, he was fundamentally serious. He didn't mince words when he believed a parishioner was violating one of the commandments. However, because he won their hearts, they accepted his reprimands without resistance. For instance, Padre Pio strongly opposed any work on Sundays, although he had no objections to wholesome entertainment. He even organized games for people to enjoy, ensuring they wouldn't think about interrupting the day of rest with work. However, Padre Pio's own father insisted that during the harvest period, it was necessary to reap the ripe wheat as quickly as possible to avoid damage from the hot sun or storms, even if it meant working on a Sunday. He believed that God would not blame a man for working on Sunday to provide for the necessities of life. Padre Pio disagreed. He quoted scripture and reminded his father that it is the Lord's commandment to rest. Admitting that his son was right, Grazio Forgione gave up his Sunday work and later observed that his crops were not affected at all. Furthermore, on his way back home after celebrating masses in nearby villages, Padre Pio would always stop to talk to the farmers. Everyone considered him friendly and approachable. But this was not without effort. Padre Pio wrote to his spiritual director, Father Benedetto, expressing, "When it's past a certain time of day, and the conversations go on for too long, and I cannot leave in a polite manner, with great effort I force myself to stay, since these conversations caused me great distress." However, despite his love for solitude, he never forgot to send his regards to his former teacher, Domenico Tisani, when passing by his house. Padre Pio would spot Tisani's partner and daughter on the balcony and ask them to greet him. Now, Tisani had been a priest, but left the priesthood to be with the woman he fell in love with. He was considered excommunicated, and he had become bitter. He refused any contact with the clergy. Even when the archpriest tried to approach him, he refused to see him. One day, as Padre Pio passed by, he noticed Tizani's daughter crying. He asked about his former teacher, and she revealed that her father was very ill and near death. Padre Pio asked if he could come in to see him, and the daughter led him to her father's room. Tizani burst into tears upon seeing his former student. Despite years of being unrepentant, he asked Padre Pio to hear his confession. Tizani wept bitterly for his sins and surrendered to Jesus' mercy. When Padre Pio shared this with Archpriest Pinullo, the archpriest was so overjoyed that he fell to his knees thanking the Lord. A few days later, Tizani died, but thanks to Padre Pio, he died reconciled with God. End of story. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please, give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.